K-100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
What's happening? Thanks everybody for tuning in to K-100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Of course, we're going to pause for the calls. Welcome to our Direct Line Artist Interview Series, where we give artists a chance to come on the show, talk to you, play some of their new music that they got coming out, and give you some inside, insider tips about what's going on with their career, what they are like as a person outside of the music. We step away from the music, we talk about the music, but we ask them some real questions and see what's going on inside their head when they're not in the booth. You're not live, K100 Radio. In today's series, we've got the homie Cartier Hugo. He's on the line. What's happening with you, homie?
What it do, K100? What's your boy Cartier Hugo, man? What's happening?
Man, thanks for calling into the show, man. We appreciate you coming on to the show. Shout out to you. That's what's up. We want to give you a big welcome, man. Thanks for tuning into the show. And you've been on your grind for a minute, man. If you're an indie, so people may not know about you, but a lot of people do know about you because your grind is pretty heavy. But just go ahead and introduce people. Tell them where you're from, where you represent, and what's going on with you real quick, and then we'll dive into the Q&A. Go ahead.
Oh, man, I'm representing out of Tennessee, man. Memphis, Tennessee, to be exact. You know, Bism, you know, I've been, you know, been kind of been on this grind, man, since 09, to be exact. You know, kind of pushing my music independently, rolling with Ye Music, an independent label that's based out of Memphis also, or really based out the South. That we've been kind of just pushing, filtering music out here, man, you know. And so now I'm about to get ready to release an album that I actually prematurely dropped back in 2010 without a lot of promotion, no social media or nothing like that behind. And so, you know, I'm kind of gearing up to get ready to make a strong push at a couple of singles that I'm thinking the people will be ready and eager to hear, you know.
Absolutely, man. So The Memphis scene. I've been to Memphis like twice. You know what I'm saying? It was cool. I had a nice time. You feel me? Y'all wild up there. Make no mistake about it. Some wild people up in Memphis, man. But y'all, there's some real good people and had a good time up there. The Tennessee scene, right now, who you feel like in Tennessee right now? Of course, Juicy J. You know what I'm saying? He's doing it at a high level. But outside of that, who do you think is really rocking in Tennessee right now? As far as hip hop goes, who do you think is like maybe somebody that people might not know about outside of Cartier Hugo? We're gonna talk about you, but I also like to get what the artists think about their city and their scene and their local scene. What do you think about what's popping in Memphis right now?
Oh man, it's tons and tons of raw talent, man, that's not being heard. You know, we threw an industry mixer September the 6th in Brownsville, Tennessee, where we had J-Dog of Selecto Hits. And a couple of producers that we had come down and kind of, you know, critique the artists, you know, give them a chance to be heard, you know, especially being in small rural areas like we are down in Tennessee. You got a lot of talent, man, is behind in those backwoods that you can't find, you know, if you're in a big city that, you know, it's kind of like the unsigned hype. So, man, right now, to be honest with you, it's so many to name. Like for me to say, okay, I can name somebody from my area in Memphis, or I can name somebody that's out in Covington, or somebody that's out in Brownsville, or Cashville,
right.
Or Jackson. Man, it's so many. I mean, I'd be kind of shooting at a star to say, okay, well, this one artist right here would be the next one. I know this guy, his name Snooty Wild, that actually just signed with CMG, and God, a salute to CMG and that whole camp over there. They just signed a guy out of Memphis named Snooty Wild, so you might be kind of looking out for him, you know, to be kind of one of the next things. But it's so many. It's hard to kind of narrow it down.
So how do you combat that? When you came down here to, you know, you're down here in Atlanta now and everything. You feel me? And that's what. Are you down in Atlanta now? Because I've seen you here a couple of times. I've seen you at different events and everything. Are you in Atlanta?
Yeah, we were back at. We kind of back and forth, Bizzle. We kind of back and forth. You know,
right.
We based out of Memphis, but we actually trying to travel back and forth. I actually stayed in Atlanta for a while, maybe for like 10 or 11 months back in 2010 or 11.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that because, you know.
I do, because I remember when you was here. When you was here, that's when I would see you a lot. I saw you out on the ground a lot. I seen you at just different open mics and stuff like that, you feel me? And I would see you, and I would see you out campaigning and everything. So I remember, that's why I asked you. I was like, well, are you still in Atlanta? Because I remember when I used to be at all the events, if I would see you out at a particular point in time. So I was like, I knew you had to either stay here or not too far away. Because I will see you at a couple of different places.
We basically back down to Memphis now, but we actually kind of, you know, getting some things together to actually get back down that way, which y'all got a lot of big events coming up in the next couple of weeks. So we definitely will be making our way toward that way.
Absolutely. So the hip-hop game right now, you feel me? And I'm going to ask you personally. We got a couple of tracks that we're going to play from you. Y'all be patient. We're going to get to the music. You know what I'm saying? We got the joint Paper Chasers. I'm going to let you tell us about that. You feel me? We got My Life. That one, we got both of those joints. We're going to get ready to let Cartier Hugo tell you guys about them and really introduce the records and really give you a live listening session and tell you all about the records, the production, and everything. But I also always like to talk about just basically hip-hop in general. You know what I'm saying? The state of the game right now. What are you feeling about hip-hop right now? There's a consensus in the game that a lot of the music that's starting to come out now, a lot of the stuff that labels are starting to push is the music that's kind of going back to rappers kind of getting more lyrically involved with their flows and everything like that, and kind of a push away from the quote-unquote trap music. I don't know if that's necessarily the case in the South, really, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, depending on where you're at, but we're seeing a lot of artists that get signed right now kind of be on that level, more to Kendrick Lamar's and stuff, and A&R's are kind of looking for those. What do you think about that particular notion in hip-hop right now? Do you think that's good or bad, or do you even agree with that notion?
I'm thinking it's a good notion. I mean, we're starting to put substance back in the music again. And that's all you could kind of ask for, being that maybe the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years that we actually got away from substance of the music and it was just all about the fun, which I have no problem with it being fun, and you're putting something on somebody's mind. But if it's fun, and you're not putting nobody on their mind, it's no substance. So I really agree with the lyrical content, like you said, the lyrical delivery, going back to, you know, you got to bring it now, you know, you got to be saying something on wax. You just can't be talking and just saying and talking reckless. People are not going to listen. So I agree with that. I really truly agree with the industry going back to, you got to say something. You got to be talking about something and not just the average, like you said, quote unquote, you know, people call it trap music.
Right, right. And I don't necessarily want to just sometimes people always get on me and they say, Blizzle, man, come on, man. You're always trying to categorize a whole bunch of music into one. But I really didn't do that. I didn't start that trend, and it is kind of a trend that people say that. I don't necessarily want to say it's just a term that we give. Just like when it was like Snap or when it was like, you know what I'm saying? It's just,
exactly.
Right. It's like, it's just a term. It's just a name. But y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah. I hate when people act like they don't get what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you mean.
You know, I mean, I'm not trying to lump everybody into one hole, but you know what I'm talking about when I say that, people. Let's not play any games, please, okay? So, Cartier Hugo, what you got going on? Well, first of all, we're going to jump into one of the joints. I'm going to play the Paper Chaser joint first. Tell me about this particular record. Who produced it? What's the concept about it? And where you going with it? And what project it is on? And how can people get a hold to it if they want to download it or whatever when we get through listening to it?
Okay, this Paper Chaser joint that we're going to listen to first is produced by the legendary Blackout. I don't know if a lot of people know about the legendary Blackout. If you're from the South, I know you know a Player Fly and Nobody Needs Nobody and
right.
All the records that, you know, kind of came out from the South back then with Player Fly. And he actually produced something for Snub Nose, and he actually got a placement on Big Boy of Outkast. It hasn't came out yet, but he just got his first big placement. Anyway, we kind of collabed together and got together on this record to kind of come up with it. It's Paper Chaser. It's kind of like I'm on the grind. I mean, everybody's on the grind, but are you paper chasing? And we got the beautiful American Idol finalist from a while back ago, Juanita Barber. She is actually on the record also in the background on the back vocals. But if you know, she's the one that kind of had a misconstrued assignment years ago. I don't know if people remember that, but if you kind of Google the name Juanita Barber, it kind of tell you more about her. She's on the background vocals. You can actually get this record right here on the 3000 album that's about to relaunch. We also got the snippet out right now. All that is at www.CartierHugo.com. That's CartierHugo.com. You can get everything, exclusive site for all the new music. So check out this paper chaser, man. I want some feedback. Anybody can call in globally. Man, give me some feedback on this record, you know, featuring Juanita Barber.
All right.
A100, let's go.
Absolutely. And if you want to call in right now, we're live. We got our switchboards open right now. We have our switchboards open right now. 347-934-0966. We always open the switchboards for the artist Q&A, just in case you hear a song and you want to give some feedback on it. So if you're listening live right now, we got a couple people listening. We can see, not exactly how many, but we see people are tuning in. We see the streams are up. So if you want to give some feedback or converse with the artist and give them your feedback about this record we're about to play, once again, 347-934-0966. Get hit the phone lines and let us know what's up and talk to Cartier Hugo. All right, here we go, man. Let's go ahead and debut this joint right here on K100 Radio. Turn up.
Oh,
tuned to K-100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Yo, the Cartier Hugo joint is dope, though. What's happening, homie?
Appreciate it,
I like the Paper Chaser joint. I like the vibe. I like the vibe of the record. You feel me? I just like the laid backness of it. You feel me? It's pimp. It's player. You know what I'm saying?
It's
which y'all guys are notorious for. You guys are notorious for being pimps. Yeah. You know, ever since Ball and JG, it's just like everybody assume a motherfucker from Memphis is pimping, bitches. It's just like nigga, all nigga what pimps in Orange Mound. That's what they know, and that's Memphis. But no, for real though, it's real players. I like that record. You know what I'm saying? It's different. You know what I'm saying? It's something that we probably gonna rock with that over here at K100 Radio. That's something we don't have a lot of music that sounds particularly like that. We got a lot of records, but that one right there, we've got a couple of songs that's in that mold, that's in that framework, but not too many. So we like to add, you know what I'm saying, something to that lane over there. I like it. Oh girl, she did a thing on the vocals too, but you did your thing on the hook and beat and trap and everything was crisp about it, homie. So good stuff. We like it over here at K100 Radio. So now, back to the homie Cartier Hugo. We live right now on K100 Radio, www.chainlessentertainment.com/K100 Radio. Of course, remember, you can listen to us on the TuneIn app. You can listen to us on iTunes Radio. Anywhere you can get an internet connection, you can hear K100 Radio. And we're on the line with Tennessee's Memphis's Cartier Hugo. He's got the new project coming out that he's re-releasing, 3000. How do you go about doing it? How do you go about re-releasing it? Are you concerned, like, with maybe some people might have heard some of it, or did you add, like, some new stuff to it, or is it the exact same way it was when you did it the first time?
No, it's the exact same way. We're going to leave the package because I wanted to still feel like the feel that me and Blackout came up with when we collabed on it and we actually brought that energy to the studio to actually make it happen like that. So I want to kind of keep it the same way. And so we didn't reopen no package or anything. I don't really think that a lot of people, just being real though, that actually they really heard and really embraced that album. That was something that was put together. I mean, we call it 3000 because, I mean, we already know Andre 3000. Salute to him from Atlanta. But my thing is saying I'm 3000. I'm saying I'm different. I'm saying it's something new. I'm saying it's something innovative. So I just kind of ran with the 3000, took it from that, which is a series because I'm going to release a double disc 3000 at the first beginning of 2014, which is that's gonna kind of complete the whole series. I mean, you got two mixtapes, you got a snippet, and you also got two albums, and then that's going to be the end of the 3000 series. So we get down to the end, though, you know?
All right, true. I tell people all the time when it comes to independent artists, probably one major advantage that we have as indies is when we drop something, it's not necessarily dropped. Like, we can drop something 2 years ago. You feel me? And you could drop a song as an independent artist and it takes 3 years to blow up and you become a star of a song that you recorded literally 4 or 5 years ago. We see it happen all the time. Jeezy was like that. Jeezy blew up off music that was literally 4 years old. You know what I'm saying? And it's a couple other artists that I can name that done that. So I tell people all the time, I think a major mistake that I see most independent artists is they give up on their projects too early. They give up on their singles. What they do is they see these stars coming out with something new and somebody's coming out with something new and they feel like they have to, not realizing you probably had your hit breakout record on that particular project, but you just got impatient. And I try to preach this to the indies, yo. A song is, when you're not a star, when you drop it, it didn't drop worldwide. It didn't drop nationwide. When Jay-Z dropped the Magna Carta, the whole fucking world heard about it that day. You drop it, maybe Memphis and maybe the Southeast if you really had a grind, but if you were independent, not too many people heard about it. You got the internet and FB, and that makes it stretch out more, but realistically, you can push an indie project for years, and then it just take off. So I try to tell the independent artists, you know, don't give up on a record, and if you feel like a project is that good and it still can go on and it still got juice, keep going. So I commend you, because most independent artists will be like, man, that's that old shit. I'm on this new shit now. I'm like, nigga, ain't nobody heard the old shit.
Exactly.
Damn, nigga. You gonna let them hear the old shit first before you put new shit? What you wanna do?
Before you go get 8 or 9 mixtapes together of just it, all your whole catalog of music,
right,
that you're giving away.
Yeah. That and again, that you're giving away. Now you said the 3000 is an album, not a mixtape, right?
No, it's an album, yeah. That's going to be back for, you know, we just went with Mixtape Atlas and TKO. Shout out to them over there, man, for really supporting the indie movement. We're going with them on that. And be looking for me to perform in Atlanta sometime next month also. So I'll keep y'all posted on that. But it's going to be the 3000 album.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be re-released.
Album, not mixtape. We got to be clear because, you know how it is. You know what it is, man. You know where I'm going with this. We got a gazillion artists out here calling their mixtapes. They're calling their albums mixtapes. They literally have 12, 14 original tracks. Nothing. All of it is new music. All of it is original. They're not jacking anybody's beat. It's all music. They paid money to go in there and buy beats, go to a studio, record it, and then they drop it and put it on fucking Dat Piff and live mixtapes and say it's a mixtape. And I'm like, homie, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's because people are so trendy. You know what it is, man. You know. One thing about hip hop is just trendy. People call it what they want to call it. You know what I'm saying? I already want to hang myself because everybody keep telling me it's levels to this shit. I want to fucking choke somebody every time they say it now. They've already killed pretty much starting from the bottom. Now they transport over to it's levels to it. And I just want to slap the shit out of everybody who says it now. But seriously. But for real. But the thing is, they don't understand. And I think that you get it. You get it. You know, when you drop an album is an album. A mixtape is a mixed tape. It's a mix of jack music. It's a, you know what I'm saying? It's not an all original product. You know what I'm saying? Because basically they're albums with DJs talking on them. And they're not calling them what they are. So I'm like, man, if you're going to do an album. You spend all that money doing an album. Call it an album. It's like people are scared to call it an album. And, you know, it's like they want to call it a mixtape just so they can say, oh, it's on live mixtapes, which... At this point, what the fuck does that mean? But anyway, that's a whole nother topic, whole nother discussion for a whole nother day. Cartier Hugo, the next joint we got called My Life. Tell us about that one.
My Life, John Man, produced again by Blackout, super producer Blackout. Just My Life, man, really kind of basically tell you my whole story on that track. You know, I kind of talk about, when my dad got shot here in Memphis, man. And I was, in the 7th or 8th grade and, you know, talk about what I seen growing up with the Pyrex flipping and all that. So it's really basically, I just want to live my life and, dear Lord, can you take away the pain? You know, a lot of people are going through things right now. We are not stating it out here. It's just all glorified things that we are doing, which is fine. It's still my life. And so it's another jump featuring Snipe Dose, a guy that's out of Memphis, you know, a raw talent also. And, man, it's a nice genre. I think everybody should feel that. And give me feedback on it again. K100, man, stand up. That's what we're doing.
Make sure you hit the phone lines, man. The phone lines are open. I don't know if I said that. Yes, I did say that. Y'all just ain't calling, even though all y'all listening. Call in to give the artist some feedback on the record. 347-934-0966. The switchboard is open. 347-934-0966. Shout out to everybody listening. But we would like for you to call in and give the artist some feedback. Area code 347-934-0966. Y'all hit them up and let them know what y'all think about that first joint, which I particularly like. I think we're going to actually throw that one in rotation over here, the Paper Chasers joint. I like this. But then again, I got to hear this. I don't listen to the artist's music like before. Like when they send music in, new stuff, I be listening to it like right now, right here, live on the air, to gauge the reaction. I kind of get it at the same time as the listeners. I like it like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hearing it for the first time, too. This is Cartier Hugo, My Life, right here. Memphis is on. You're not rocking with the best of them. Welcome to K100 Radio.
Talk to bullshit, bro. hope you hear me loud and clear through the intercom. Lord, my highway to pain.
Cartier Hugo, I like that one too, homie. I like that.
Appreciate the Lord, man. Appreciate the Lord, man.
I like it, man. I like. I you got some different music. We like different music. I gotta decide though, because we can only have one of the songs in rotation. So we got a decision to make here at K1's Radio. Which one of those are we gonna rock with? I'm leaning towards Paper Chasers because I just really like the background vocals on the hook. But then again, I like what you're saying in my life too. It's tough. We gotta figure it out. Anyway. Make sure you let the people know how they can get in contact with you, man. Real quick, I want you to give out all your social media information, website again, everything, Gmail, whatever you want, phone number if you want to, whatever you want to give out. Let the people know if they're feeling these records, how they can get in contact with you, if they just want to hit you up and just chop it up with you and follow you on Twitter or whatever. Go ahead.
You can catch me at www.cartierhugo.com. That's CartierHugo.com. Exclusive website, because that right there will link you on to Twitter and all Facebook and everything. I'm just kind of promoting my own little thing. But you can catch me at CartierHugo.com or at YayMusic.com. That's YayMusic.com. And from there, that'll kind of take you to the Twitter, to the Facebook, to the Instagram, and you'll find everything else from the exclusive website. One time to everybody, man. K100 Mixtape Atlas. The whole Yay camp, man, the whole team. One time to everybody, man. Really appreciate the love and support, man.
Absolutely, man. Well, we really thank you for calling into the show, man. It's what's up again. Shouts out to the Mixtape Atlas. This is, of course, this is how we actually got connected with the Cartier Hugo interview. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to TK over there at Mixtape Atlas. If you guys don't know about that and that concert series, then you really slipping. You feel me? By the way, K100 Radio will be broadcasting live at the Mixtape Atlas stage at A3C this year. That's big. True. That's big. So, man, shout out to you, homie. Stay on your grind, man, and appreciate you putting an album in the streets. Thank you, sir. We'll be checking for it.
I will see you down at A3C. You'll see Yay Music. We'll definitely be in the building.
All right, homie. That's good stuff. Then, you know, we're going to chop it up when you get down here, of course. When we run each other, it's going to be all love, homie. All right?
One love, baby.
Absolutely, man. For sure. All right, now. Shouts out to Cardi Hugo. He was on the line, man. That was a great interview. If you want to catch the replay, we'll be posting it up on our SoundCloud in about maybe a couple of days. It takes a couple of days to chop it up. You know what I'm saying? Process it and make sure it sounds all, you know, really great. Any mistakes, anything that's going wrong, it's going to be popping. So make sure you follow. Go to the website. And if you go to the website and on the right side over there at chainsentertainment.com, you'll see interviews and stuff. You see the links and stuff. We have links to the interview. If you missed the interview, if you're a supporter of Cardi Hugo and you're just calling in and you missed it and you didn't get a chance to actually catch the actual live interview, then please, we'll have the replay over there. Also, immediately, right about now, like almost ASAP, the Blog Talk Radio switchboard actually records our... actually records the interviews too, and it'll be up immediately over there on Blog Talk. But we push the SoundCloud one because that's the one we take and put in the studio and jazz all up and make everything real fly. SoundCloud is just easier to listen to from your mobile device also. So it'll be up over there in a couple of days. Or you can just go listen to it right now, Blog Talk Radio. Either way, want to remind you guys, we got a great lineup this week of interviews and DJs. A couple live remotes this week for coming up for BET Awards weekend. It's going to be crazy. K100 Radio is going to be all over the place, all over the building, all over the city, man. So be tuning in, man. We're going to be at a couple of different events for BET Weekend, live, broadcasting live, starting on Thursday, all the way up through Saturday, man. So hit us up. If you're really listening to us and be checking us out, just watch our Twitter, at K100_radio, and check it out, man. We're going to be popping up all over the city, man, doing these live remotes and chopping up with people. You never know who we may run into and get interviewed live on the air. So make sure you rock with us, man. www.chainlessentertainment.com/K100radio, man. Make sure you rock with us over there, please. Back to the music. New Pusha T featuring Kendrick Lamar. Really love this record. Go so hard. You want to see a dead body? I don't think y'all... Listen, I'm telling you right now, the new Drake album is butter. You feel me? The new Drake album is butter. You know what I mean? And Kendrick, you know, Kendrick is already certified with it now. You know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying is Kendrick is hurting him right now. Even, and I fuck with Cole too. We talk about the new Jacks now. Of course, the Juggernauts are still in the building. You know, Hov and everybody doing their thing. I just dropped a new joint by Nelly with 2 Chainz. It's good. The new 2 Chainz album is not doing as good as the first joint. I don't know, because he didn't have the fans watching is not a bigger single as the birthday joint with Kanye and all the other stuff that he had that dropped off the other album. But it's doing fairly well. It just dropped. Make sure you go get that album by the homie 2 Chainz. All right? Like I said, I just dropped a new Nelly joint. But this new Pusha T, though, even though Kanye, I don't know, he had a pastor's moment, start preaching everybody over at his listening party. Still, and I fuck with Ye. Jesus! But this new joint right here, Pusha T, with Kendrick Lamar. Nostalgia! Right here on K100 Radio, man. Thanks for tuning in to the Cartier Hugo interview. And now, we back to the music. You rocking with the best of them. K1's Radio.
Years of selling Johnson & Johnson. I started out as a baby face monster.